When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
End of July, we're gonna talk about our summer takeaways. I have lots of them. Some of them we were talking about before I started recording will not make this. So only Jake knows why that's funny. But what are your summer takeaways, Coach? I have a couple.
First takeaway that I have is I'm really excited for our program this year just because we were able to get some more assistants involved and increase our staffing, which is awesome.
I think that's huge.
Yeah. So each of the JV and the JV2 will each have an assistant, which is great. And having more people involved in our program is good. The numbers are really good. That's one other takeaway I was really happy with. I think we have like about 40 kids looking to come out for freshman basketball this year.
How many?
Huge. About 35 to 40 kids.
That's really good. That's really good.
So that's exciting. So that was really good. The depletion of sports and so forth, it's really exciting to see our program continue to grow and so forth. That's exciting. Takeaways this summer is that just the biggest takeaway I get is that it's only summer basketball. The more and more I discuss this with you, it's like wasting all this energy and time. And, you know, we had a scrimmage last week and one guy got hurt and we had kids that had to leave, and you never have your core group in the summer, you know,
no,
and
you don't.
The officiating and so forth, the game is just, it's not the same. I don't know.
It's not the same. So first of all, there's a couple tests I can do on this, and I'll tell you about mine side ones, is you can see how people react to losing. Like we lost yesterday. I had like, you know, six guys to go up to Manitowoc to play in a Ron Colley tournament, which is great. Yep. I was just trying to give some guys some reps. Yesterday was the last tournament, and I knew there was an AAU weekend and whatever. So, but I got some guys, and we went up, and it was good, and we lost in the championship and played really well. And we got some things. I personally, as a coach, them as one of my times, and I got some stuff. I took some good notes, but I can tell when they're irritated because they lost. It's like that's my spectrum is like, are you listening? Are we adjusting? And are you like, are you a competitor basically is what I'm looking at.
Yeah. That's a good feeling as a coach to have kids being irritated that they lost in the summer, you know,
right.
Only six guys. That's exactly what you want because, you know, the group is stronger than the individual. So
that's why I tell you, one of them was my son who doesn't play, who I haven't let play AU for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
They play too many games.
Right. And we've talked about that.
He loses now. It still irritates him. So that goes back to my whole, like, is summer b-ball the answer? So that was my first. So my first takeaway. Second takeaway is, especially for coaches all around the country, if you don't have contact time in the summer, you need to go to your state association and fight for it. Because, you know, we've only had it for, I don't know, a handful of years. I don't even remember when we got it.
It was my first year coaching, we only had five contact days. And then the second time, it was like 2014.
Yeah, because I've had guys come back, like, I think it was Sharif, some guys that have graduated, and they're looking at me like, what are you doing? I go, well, we got contacted. What? It's like, well, I couldn't do this when you were here.
Right.
Now I can do it. So it's not that old. But, you know, and the kids listen. And the thing is, what I like about it is, and I feel bad for my assistants, because when I go and I show up and I have expectations, the bar is a little bit higher.
Way different.
It's way different. It's not like pickup. So, yes, it's much more focused, much more, and that's good. So I think that's a huge takeaway for me, that. You know, it was
What about looking at like individual growth and seeing if some players have gotten better?
That's the one thing that I
picked up. And then, like for me as an assistant right now, is that like I want to go out and I want to make sure that I'm vocally saying that out loud and praising them in front of everybody else to set the bar for other players. Like, man, you've really improved this summer. Right. Like, I can see it.
I know.
Like, and I want the other players to hear that. Like, wow, the assistant varsity coach.
That's a good idea. Cause I had a couple of players in my, that I drove and, or I don't even know if they were in my car, but anyway, and I was able to grab them and tell them individually. I should have done it as a group. That's it. That's actually a really good point. Because they can all hear it. One of them lives in my house. It's like I said, I told him, I said, you're really shooting the ball well right now.
Yeah.
And you're off the dribble attack. It's like, I said, so you'll love this. I said, Drew, it's 127 on Saturday. What was yesterday? The 20th. I said, Drew, write that down. He goes, why? He goes, I just gave you about a 3-minute compliment. So enjoy it. And he started laughing because he's a coach's kid. It's like,
He gets one of those.
He gets 3 months of like, do this, you're doing this wrong, you got to do this.
And then you make up that around Christmas time, and then you got the banquet. That's basically it.
There you go. There's your last two. So that's my second takeaway. Third takeaway is I've interviewed Matt Parker, who ran the Chicagoland Shootout. You guys weren't in it, I don't think, either weekend. But I think that is going to be the shift of summer where the NCAA is putting it back into the high schools and the high schools running tournaments. So we went to one, I don't remember when it was, beginning of July, somewhere in there. It was down in Rockford. It was great. You guys should go next year. It was one of the best tournaments, best officiating I've seen in 20 years in the summer. Crazy. Like, I got up once to complain something. The guy walked over, explained to me what I missed. And then I go, oh yeah, shoot, I forgot about that. And then he smiled, I smiled and said, thanks. And I sat down. It was like, that has never happened to me in the summer, like ever. It doesn't happen to me in half the season. So these guys are really good, like collegiate level officials, unbelievably good. So that's my takeaway. I think that's coming. I think that whole NCAA. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that podcast as much as I did. If you did, go over and leave a 5-star review. If you didn't like it, don't do anything. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Become a better coach. Take yourself outside of that comfort zone. Join our community. Let myself and our entire community help you through this great journey. Doesn't matter if it's parents. Doesn't matter if it's the kid not playing hard. It doesn't matter if you don't know how to break the 1-3-1 zone. We will help you. So go over and check it out. Have a great day.
A certification, those open 2 weekends. We're going to really try to up our game on that.
I would like to see, you know, I don't know if I'm a huge fan of Summer League. I really do like these tournaments and stuff where if you get guys committed to a couple weekends to be able to play and have good officiating, I think you get a lot out of it.
You know, Tyrone's are really good. And I went down at least once, I think, and coached him in the market. And it's really good. The problem is it's so long for us to get there. Yeah.
Where do you guys do Summer League?
We do it in Milwaukee. We play at Milwaukee South.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, play the Brookfields. It's great. It's really good for us. So we've been doing that. We used to play in the Whiz Kids a long time ago, back in the Wesley era. And then Ty kind of decided to run his own, which is good. It was easier when it was at his gym was being under construction. So we had to go to Vincent for a couple, which was a little easier in and out for us. But, you know, I'm thinking, and you and I can talk about this, but I'm thinking of doing kind of not like league, but doing like, hey, you want to do a couple teams, want to come and play? And
we did that last week. We got in touch with a conference opponent, and they brought in like 5 other teams. It was like teams we'd never played before. And it was awesome. And we could have complete ownership of what we did. We started the scrimmage out with like half court for a little bit, and then we had, you know.
So did you use it as a scrimmage? You have officials?
We had officials. The first part of it did not have officials. The first part was like almost like guided practice. So the head coach was watching like your starters on one half of the court, and I was working with the second part of the team on the other half of the court with the second part of the team of the other team. We did that for 2 teams against each other, and then we went into playing full out games after that. So it was kind of cool.
It was good. We didn't do it as a scrimmage. We went and played Kettle Moraine and Racine Case, who are, you know, Kettle Moraine will be a really good team in our sectional this year. And then Racine Case will obviously not be in our sectional. There'll be another one next year. But yeah, it was really good for us. It would have been, yeah, I like that. But I'm going to try to get some teams to come to us. You know, maybe we'll swap and come to their place once and they'll come to us. Something where we're not running every Tuesday. Because our league was Tuesday, Thursday, all of June.
Oh, it's wow. Like, oh,
yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
I think the nice thing is if you can get four teams, you know, or even like you know, four teams is nice. Well, the problem is
you're just varsity.
Just varsity, and we had six teams, and we played every team once. At some point, it was just five games in one night. It's just too much.
It's too much. It's too much.
I think two games is perfect.
And that's what we did. We played those two, and we came home. It was like, you know, a couple hours, and we came home, and
yeah,
you know, it was like a reasonable hour. I'm not like driving back at like, you know. That's why I love that Ron Colley one. It was like great for us because, you know, I knew I was going to have like a fifth of my team or a third of my team there. But yep, we played at nine. We're done by two.
So that's like, I've been up there before. It's a well-organized tournament.
He's a good guy. He's a great guy. And it was good for our guys. And it was good competition, but it was like more about like, okay, this is the end of the summer. Let's do this. So that's my third one. And the fourth one is, and maybe part of this is because it's my son and stuff, but I'm going back to what I've said a million times. It's like really about the Culver's trip, the sitting between the games, them just kind of seeing me. I am like at a two in the summer rather than a nine during the season, stress-wise. You know, and they're getting more worked up than I am. It's like the officials, you know, I think on when we were doing the Kettle Moraine, it's like, oh, it's like, it's okay, guys. It's like me telling them it's okay. They missed that. It's so, you know, I'm not getting revved like they are, but they're being competitors. I love that. But it's like that building that like, okay, it will be okay. Here's what we got to take away from it. It's like, that's my selling point after all these things is what's our takeaway? What's our takeaway on this? Well, we didn't close out on threes. Well, we didn't do this, you know, we personally are trying a few things this summer. We tweaked a couple things. We tried some stuff. We tried some pressures. So now I can go back to the drawing board and go, okay, this worked, this didn't. That's my huge takeaway. We've kind of done it in the past, but we really did it this summer. So we'll see. My hope is that it will really help come in, you know, fall and winter. But and kids got to get in the gym and shoot. I'm just telling you that. That's my takeaway. I'll put that at the top of the list.
Absolutely. that's the last thing is just the amount of people that really it has become such a shooter's game, but I don't see it really in the summer where guys can really hit shots. And any offense is effective if you got shooters. So, I mean,
right, we can talk about I'm telling you, like on Saturday, no lie, my son hit like six threes, and they were deep. And you would have thought he was dunking, windmilling. People are looking at him like, okay, first of all, you're leaving him open, which is the problem. And the second thing is like, you know, he's hitting three. They're good threes, but he's hitting three.
Yeah, but he hits one or two of them. I don't care what you're running offensively. It creates options for everything else for your team.
Well, that's what he's finally, I go, Drew, two things. First of all, we got size. So if you miss, they're going to get the rebounds. That's the first thing. Second thing is you do that, you are making, and I've convinced, and everyone else knows, if he does that and he's 4 feet behind the three and he hits a couple, game is wide open now.
Yeah, but if you get the ball to the big guy, how do they choose to double down on that?
They can't. They can't leave him. They literally.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shooting creates everything, man. I'm telling you.
Everything. And
any coach out there that's listening to this right now is that, you know, you can play as many games in the summer, but, man, get your kids in the gym and get – shots up.
Right.
Shots.
By the time this goes up, this is going up the end of July. This is July 31st.
You still have time. You still have time to get lots of shots. Lots
of shots. 6 a.m. shooting. You know, get them in the gym. It's like 30 minutes out of their 24-hour day is what they got to give you. 30 minutes. It's like, I'm telling you, if I get Drew and a friend on a machine in an open gym and they go hard, in 30 minutes, they're done. Especially this time of year with the heat. They're done. Their arms are – I mean, they've already shot 400 shots, you know, coming off a chair, coming off a curl, coming off a flare. And then one thing I've worked with him, and it will be interesting how this works, is literally I'm telling him, As soon as you get it, you will never be more open. So we are working on get it gone. Like almost to the point where it's like this, you know, people are watching. Yep. It's like they're throwing it. And I said, you need to feel what really fast feels like. And it's like his eyes got about this big. I said, that's the see the difference between a fast and really fast?
Yeah, but when it really comes to game time, then you're just overemphasizing something that might be make it easier when it comes to game time. Then though,
I'm trying just to like take. I told you. I said
it's just like when you do a 5-on-4 or 4-on-5. You go advantage. Yeah. You're over. You're overstimulating the at that point. You know?
Yeah, and I said, and this is for coaches out there too. I said, Drew, we are to the point where if you're open, it's going to go in 50-60% of the time. I have no doubt about that. You'll just keep shooting them, and that's good. But how many are you going to get open? So now it's like, now we got to take you out of your comfort zone. Now we got to push you to the point where you're missing and, you know, moving, getting a high hand, you know, now we're getting high hands on all this stuff. I said, you can make a layup kind of thing. So now you can make a three, you know, probably with your eyes closed. Well, let's, how are we going to expand this to make you a better player? So that's what I would say to the coaches is like, not only get shots up, but get shots up that they're going to take in your offense. And then once they can hit those, you know, you still have time end of July, August, September, October. You have 3 months, 3.5 months.
Yeah. You know, especially if you can get a guy or a partner to work with you, you don't have a shooting machine. It becomes very monotonous if you're by yourself. If you can find somebody or get your players, hey, you don't have a gun, partner shooting program, partner shooting. It's just so much better with that. You get so much more accomplished, more game-like. You get the touch the ball, feel in your hand. You know, if you got a machine, you got a machine, but you got a partner. It's really hard to get guys motivated when they're by themselves to shoot.
It is. Well, you'll love this, and this will be the last thing. I was teaching Drew and one of his friends the spin back.
Yep.
And I go, you don't know the spin back? Like, I call him Bobby Knight Jays, where you spin the ball back to yourself.
Yep.
And they looked at me like I was from Mars. I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's the spin back. It's like, this is what you do when you're by yourself at the park.
Right.
Because you're working on footwork, you're working on your rotation, all that stuff. All right, so anything else? Any parting words, Coach?
No, full timeout today is an interesting question. I was listening to a podcast about soccer, and the coach was debating the importance of, do you think that youth national and state tournaments are overrated, or you think they're good for the game?
They're overrated. They're horrible. No one cares that you won a sixth grade national tournament.
We are on the same page, Coach.
Done. Period. Done. That's, I mean, seriously.
Well, I would just say that.
LeBron James and they make a movie about you, no one cares.
Right.
Game or whatever that movie was.
Yeah, but they were winning high school state championships. That's what we want our kids to strive for.
Right, right,
know?
Yeah.
It's these youth and national tournaments where, you know, they travel all over the world and they overemphasize it too long and they get sick of the game. I just think it's really important. I just think we put too much emphasis on these state and national tournaments too early and showcases too early at young ages.
No, that's our retirement, Coach. We're going to start our own.
Right.
We'll start a national tournament. We'll call it the, you know, I don't know, High School Hoops podcast, High School Hoops National Championship. There you go. And then, you know, we'll have it go all the way down to third grade, kindergarten, first grade, whatever. All right. Anything else, Coach?
Nope.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that podcast as much as I did. If you did, go over and leave a 5-star review. If you didn't like it, don't do anything. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Become a better coach. Take yourself outside of that comfort zone. Join our community. Let myself and our entire community help you through this great journey. Doesn't matter if it's parents, doesn't matter if it's the kid not playing hard, it doesn't matter if you don't know how to break the 1-3-1 zone, we will help you. So go over and check it out. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.